Welcome to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. Have you ever heard the word concerto? It comes from the word concert and is a style of classical music where one player, the soloist, stands at the front of the stage with their instrument playing a melody, while the rest of the orchestra plays along with something called accompaniment. Throughout the piece of music, the orchestra follows the lead of the soloist. Here's an example of a violinist soloing with the orchestra in a violin concerto called Summer by Antonio Vivaldi. From the famous violin concerti, The Four Seasons, that was Summer by Antonio Vivaldi. Sometimes a concerto can sound like the soloist and orchestra are having a friendly conversation, like the soloist asks a question and the orchestra answers. Can you hear that in this piano concerto by Mozart? Was a bit of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 8 on Classical Kids Corner, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and listen to previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kidscorner. It's common to hear a concerto with a piano or violin as the solo instrument, but in the early days of the concerto, there might have been more than one soloist. Maybe you noticed a trumpet solo, but I bet you also heard an oboe, a violin. Sometimes the goal was to highlight all of the wonderful sounds and things the instruments could do, focusing on more than one soloist. They were taking turns. The trumpet was the featured solo instrument in Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. You may have also noticed the oboe, violin, or harpsichord having their own solo. I'm glad you could learn about the concerto with me today. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kidscorner.